Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. An Advent Promise. The Lord is patient. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. The irony is not lost on me that this devotion, designed for educators of God's littlest lambs, preaches patience. Those dear little ones are so ready for what's coming in the next few weeks. Is it here yet? Is it time yet? When do we get to open presents? Patience, dear one, patience. And just when will the Lord Jesus show up anyway? Come, Lord Jesus, come. His little church has prayed for 2 millennia. What is taking so long? St. Peter puts a finger to his lips and says to all of us who ache and who long for Jesus and his reappearing today, it will be okay. Why is it so slow in coming, I wonder? And St. Peter reminds me, he's not slow in keeping his promise, as it may seem according to our itty-bitty understanding of time and our itty-bitty understanding of the way things ought to be. He's not slow. He's patient. He's patient, and that is for our good. He is patient, and for all I do not understand about the here and now, that's a promise to rest in. He's patient, eagerly desiring your salvation, and not only yours, but all whose lives you are blessed to touch as teacher, as parent, as friend, as child, as spouse. He's patient, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Repentance meaning sorrow over sin and trust in God's promise of forgiveness in Jesus. Tom Petty would have us believe that waiting is the hardest part. Your students likely agree this week. And everything around us, the struggles of this year and the struggles of this week, they all scream the same. Here is an Advent promise for you. The Lord is patient. His timing is good for you. His desire is good for you, not wanting you to perish, but repentance and life in him. To one who preaches patience time and again, you can rest this day in God's patience. To one who preaches patience time and again, you can rest this day in the joy that comes from belonging to him. To one who preaches patience time and again, you can rejoice this day in the opportunities he gives you to proclaim, "The Lord is patient." We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, who's patient in keeping your promise is what is good for me and for all, strengthen me this day to live and to hope and to love, and all the more as I long for your reappearing. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.